Young. Happy Tuesday, Sonny.
Happy Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with European football.
Kim, let's kick off with the UEFA Champions League football. Bayern Munich is hosting Barcelona this evening in the decisive second leg of a semifinal series. A capacity crowd of 70,000 at the Allianz Arena in Munich. We'll see if the German club can rally from a 3-0 first leg deficit. Barca's midfield maestro Lionel Messi was magnificent in that match last week. He scored goals in the 77th and 80th minutes and then set up Brazilian star Neymar for the third goal at the end of the game. With a 3-0 advantage, you wouldn't be wrong to think the Spanish club might park the bus in front of goal and play conservatively. But Barca's defensive midfielder, Javier Mascherano from Argentina, told reporters the club will play attacking football.
We're going to play attacking because we don't know how to play in other way. We were playing all the season attacking, trying to win the games. And this is the philosophy of this team, of this club. We will try it. Obviously, we have a good difference, but always trying to find the other goal. Always.
Meanwhile, the other UEFA Champions League semifinal will be played Wednesday in Spain. Defending champion Real Madrid, bidding for a record-extending 11th European title, will try to overturn a 2-1 first-leg deficit against visiting Juventus of Italy. The 24-year-old Belgian Eden Hazard was named England's Footballer of the Year on Tuesday after his consistently outstanding performances throughout the season helped Chelsea win the Premier League title. Tottenham Hotspur striker Harry Kane was second in the voting by members of the English Football Writers Association, and Hazard's Chelsea teammate and captain John Terry was third. Hazard adds this trophy to the Professional Footballers Association prize he won last month, which was awarded by his peers. How do you feel, Eden?
I'm very happy. One day I want to be the best. And this is what I did this season. I play very well. Chelsea play very well. And I don't know if I deserve to win, but it's good for me.
Eden Hazard has started all 36 matches Chelsea has played so far in the Premier League and scored 14 goals. Now let's go to Nigeria, where billionaire Aliko Dangote, described as Africa's richest man, recently made headlines when he said he hopes to buy top English football club Arsenal one day. But some critics are challenging Dangote's interest in the Gunners of Arsenal and are urging him to turn his attention to improving Nigeria's domestic football league. My friend Toyin Ibitoye is the presenter on the Sports Tonight show on VOA partner Channels Television in Nigeria. Toyin believes Dangote's wealth and management experience could be a big boost to Nigerian football.
Maybe it's the right business decision for him. That's left for him to decide. But we can only appeal to him that while planning and strategizing on what he wants to do in terms of buying Arsenal in the future, it could also look inwards as well to help develop our domestic game to the level where the English Premier League is at the moment. I mean, what we've lacked in Nigeria is a proper business structure for our clubs, a proper business plan for our clubs. And if a man of Aligo's caliber is interested in setting a structure in place for Nigerian football, that could just be the turnaround that we've been waiting for.
Toyin Ibitoye says if billionaire Aliko Dangote were to put some of his money into Nigerian football, he could encourage other wealthy investors to follow suit.
We know that Nigeria at the moment, we have a lot of challenges, infrastructural challenges, power, no power. A lot of these challenges are here in Nigeria, but it has not stopped Aliko Dangote from making a success of his cement business, of his sugar business, of his other businesses that he's doing. Because what it does is that it creates a conducive environment around these businesses that will make them thrive. The same thing can happen in our sports, in our football. The environment may not be perfect at the moment, but somebody like Aliko Dangote coming in, setting a structure around his own interest in football, can begin to draw a roadmap that other billionaires, other money bags can follow to have a proper structure for club football in Nigeria and, of course, for sports in general.
And speaking of sports in general, Toyin Ebitoye likes to bring me on Channels TV's Sports Tonight show on Thursday evenings for sporty updates. So if you can tune in Sports Tonight in Nigeria, look for me to drop in on Thursday evenings.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Joining us now with more sports news is the VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
We begin with golf. Defending champions South Africa clinched their 17th successive victory at the All Africa Junior Golf Championships in Lusaka, Zambia on Sunday. Zimbabwe was second and Zambia third. They were followed by Kenya, Swaziland, Uganda, Tunisia, Namibia, Botswana, while Mauritius were placed 10th. Turning to athletics, Kenyan Stephen Sambu clocked a lifetime best of 27 minutes and 30 seconds to win the Great Manchester 10-kilometer run in Britain on Sunday. South African Stephen Mokoka was runner-up in a career best time of 27 minutes and 38 seconds. Mokoka also betters the South Africa 10-kilometer record from 27 minutes and 50 seconds held by Shadrack Hoff since 2002. Kenyan Bernard Lagat was third in 27 minutes and 48 seconds. The trio are the world's fastest runners in 10 kilometers this year. Meanwhile, Kenyan Betsy Saina won the women's race in 31 minutes and 49 seconds. Britain's Gemma Steele was 6 seconds behind, while Kenyan Edna Kiplagat was third in 31 minutes and 57 seconds. In football, despite hosts Kenya beating Botswana 4-1 in the return leg of the Africa Under-23 Championship qualifier in Nairobi on Saturday, Botswana progressed to the second round on their away goal rule after they drew 4-all on aggregate. In Djibouti, Rwanda held their hosts Somalia to a 1-all draw to progress on a 3-1 aggregate. Meanwhile, hosts Zambia beat Malawi 2-0 in a friendly played in Lusaka on Saturday. In rugby, South Africa edged hosts Scotland 12-10 in the plate final at the IRB 7 series in Glasgow, Scotland on Sunday, while Argentina beat Kenya 24-7 in the ball semi-final. At the end of the penultimate leg of this year's IRB 7 series, South Africa dropped to second place in the overall standings with 142 points. Kenya is 13th with 38 points, while Zimbabwe is 20th with 1 point. Finally, in cycling, 22-year-old James Reid led Matthew Beukers, rookie Crossier, Brendan Davis and Philip Byers in a 1-2-3-4-5 South African sweep at the Africa Mountain Bike Continental Championships in Musanze, Rwanda on Sunday. Mauritius is second and Rwanda third. The contest is a qualifier for the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics.
This is the Voice
of America. Washington, Bob, D.C.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association playoffs continue later Tuesday night with two games. In the first game of the evening, the Cleveland Cavaliers host the Chicago Bulls in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. The best-of-seven series is tied at two games each. And that will be followed by a game between the Houston Rockets and the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers lead this Western Conference semifinal series 3-1, and they'll advance with a victory tonight. In results Monday night, the Atlanta Hawks soared past the Washington Wizards here in Washington 106-101 to even the Eastern Conference semifinal series at 2-1. The Hawks got solid contributions from three of their all-star players, Jeff Teague, Al Horford, and Paul Millsap. Teague tallied a team-high 26 points with 8 assists, while Horford and Millsap scored 18 and 19 points, respectively. Bradley Beal led the Wizards with a game-high 34 points. Game 5 is Wednesday evening in Atlanta, Georgia. In the southern U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee, the Golden State Warriors routed the host Memphis Grizzlies 101-84 to even that series at 2-1. League most valuable player Stephen Curry scored a game-high 33 points for the Warriors, who will host Game 5 Wednesday evening in Oakland, California. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I'm VOA.